The Love and Abner Show. With your old friend Basil Finch, Cliff Arquette, Isabel Randolph, Herb Vigran, music by Opie Cates, and starring Love and Abner.
Come here, Abner. I need your help.
Again?
Do you know where I can find an author?
An author?
Yeah, a fellow that writes books.
Oh.
I've got to dig one up, but tonight.
Well, how about Longfeller?
Longfeller?
Yeah, as long as you're going all the bother to dig one up, you might as well pick a gun.
I ain't got time for no smart remarks.
That's a dandy, weren't it?
This is important. That new woman in town that's staying over to the boarding house, Miss Lydia Van Cleaver, she wants to meet a big author.
Well, why do you have to find one for her to meet?
Because well, somehow or other, she's got the idea that I'm a personal friend of all the famous authors.
Where did she ever get an idea like that?
From me.
Lom, when are you going to learn to keep your big fat mouth shut?
Well, Admiral, I had to be polite and keep the conversation rolling.
Well, it's all right to keep it rolling. You don't have to pick it up and run clean out of bounds with it.
Anyway, I've got to get hold of some author before the big meeting tonight.
Now, just a minute. Rack them up and break again. What big meeting?
Well, somehow or other, Miss Van Cleaver got the idea that we had a big literary club here in Pine Ridge, and I don't know. She sort of thinks I'm president of it.
You sure had that conversation rolling, didn't you, sonny boy?
Abner, she forced me into saying them things. And now I've got to go through with it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Now, where in the world do you start looking for an author?
Lom, why don't you give up this silly idea before you get yourself in worse trouble than you are right now?
Abner, I know what I'm doing. This is my big chance to make a hit with Miss Van Cleaver. You see, I found out she's taken up writing.
Well, that's nice. I think everybody ought to learn how to write. Even her age. Nice to know how to print your name and stuff like that.
No, I mean, she's taken up writing books and poems and all that literary junk.
Oh?
And the reason she's in Pine Ridge is because she's here getting color.
What color she want to get?
I mean, she's trying to get herself a wider background.
Well, I'd say she's got a fairly good start.
Anyway, all I have to do now is convince her that I'm a big literary man myself. Who knows? Maybe someday me and her... Well, you know what happened to Robert and Elizabeth Browning.
No. What happened? I ain't had a chance to read a paper all day.
Well, I mean, they were both literaries, poets. They worked together and developed a beautiful friendship.
Well...
And then they got married.
Ruined the whole thing, huh?
No, of course not. I can see you're going to be a shining light at the literary club meeting tonight.
Me? Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to that thing, Lom. I wouldn't know what to do at it.
Abner, all you got to do is just sit there and discuss famous books and writers.
I don't know none of that junk.
Yes, you do. You've heard of David Copperfield, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I've heard of him. I can't recollect what he wrote, though.
Such ignorance. He wrote Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Well, I ought to know that. What is the matter with me, anyway?
I think what you better do is get all the classics and read up on them twixt now and tonight.
All right.
In the meantime, I'll track down an author. What I'd like to get is some famous writer like Ernest Hemingway or George Bernard Shaw or Gypsy Rose Lee.
Say, Lom, how many of them classics is it?
Oh, I think there must be six or seven of them.
Seven?
Yeah.
Well, I know I can't read more than five of them by tonight. But don't you worry, old boy. I'll bluff my way through the other two.
Good. Well, howdy, Opie.
Hello.
Tell me, Opie, when you lived in Clinton, did you know any writers over there?
Writers? You don't mean the Ritters, do you? Lyle and Clyde Ritter?
Oh. No, not Ritter, Ryder.
No, Lum, they pronounced it Ritter. How'd you happen to know them?
Look, Opie, I'm talking about fellers that write books.
Oh, no, you're all mixed up, Lum. Lyle is a J.C. Penney man, and Clyde is a one-man band.
Well, that's nice, but what
Well, actually, Clyde ain't a one-man band no more. He had to give it up on account of union trouble.
Well, that is a shame, but what I'm...
You see, Clyde played the harmonica, concertina, tambourine, triangle, woodblocks, and both sides of the bass drum.
Sounds uncommonly tough.
But when he got into Missouri, the Kansas City local, they insisted that he put in two fiddles.
Look, Opie, I'm sorry Clyde's got troubles, but I've got troubles, too. So I wish you'd run along now, because I've got to make some more phone calls.
Oh, yes, sir.
Let's see. Believe I'll try Earl Pomeroy. He might know some offer I could get. I know his uncle's a member of the Book of the Month Club. Oh, hello, Earl. This is Lum. I was wondering if you was personal acquainted with any authors.
Clyde married one of the Bidball sisters.
Just a minute, Earl. Dad, blame it, Opie. I can't hear nothing. Go back in the feed room. Abner's back there reading some literary books. Get him to read them out loud to you, and then you can come to the literary club meeting tonight, too.
All right, I'll do that.
Now, what did you say, Earl?
Oh, say, Lon.
Wait, Earl. What is it, Opie?
The next time I write to Clyde, I'll tell him you ask about him.
Yeah, do that by all means. Now, just go through that door there and listen to Abner read high-class literature.
Yes, sir. Oh, see, Ned. Ned throws the ball to Tom. Tom throws the ball to Ned. Will Ned catch the ball? Oh, see the dog. Ned missed it, huh? Doggies, I never seen you standing there, Opie. Well, Lum told me to come in here and have you literary me up for that club. Oh, he did, huh? All right, doggies, Opie, I'm getting sick and tired of that dad-blame Lum trying to run everybody's lives. That farmer asked me to do one more thing for him. I'm going to take that baseball bat.
Hey, Abner.
Ah.
I can't get Cliff Arquette on the phone. I wish you'd run over to his place and ask him if he can get me a book writer, Summer.
Now, listen here, Lum Adder.
And hurry up.
Yes, sir. Abner, you was going to take the baseball bat and what? And knock the ball to Ned. I'll see you later.
Yo, come in, Abner.
Yeah, howdy, Cliff. Say, Lom wants to know if you know where he's...
Abner, I just as leave he didn't bother me right now.
For the land's sakes, what's the matter with you, Cliff?
Oh, it ain't me. It's that poor old C.L. Potter.
Who's C.L. Potter?
I don't know.
Ah.
Look, here's his picture in the paper. Oh, I tell you, Abner, there's the face of a man that suffered.
Well, Cliff, this is just an advertisement for some kind of nerve pill.
Abner, a man can suffer just as good in an advertisement as anywhere. Now, go ahead and read it. I just want you to see what's going on in this troubled world of ours.
All right. C.L. Potter of 231 6th Street, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, writes. Well, everybody's taking that up now. First, Miss Van Cleaver, now Mr. Potter.
Go on, Abner.
I suffered with insomnia and could not get any sleep for 8 months.
Bad enough having insomnia, but this kid couldn't get any sleep on top of it.
I became run down and so irritable that I lost all my friends.
Oh, that poor varmint. He's got no friends. He's all alone. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, yet.
I got behind in my work at the office and was fired. Oh, Miss Cliff, this is sad.
I can hardly stand it.
I could not pay my bills. And they shut off the gas and water.
Mm.
Oh, that poor farmer. Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Go on, Abner. You ain't got to the saddest part yet.
Then I heard about Dr. Banker's new quick-action polarized nerve pills. And I immediately purchased the large economy-sized container.
Yeah, that's it. That's the sad part.
Well, Cliff, he's got all them pills now. He's going to be all right.
No, he ain't. They shut off the water at his place, and without water, how's he going to swallow the pills?
they turned off the gas, too. Poor critter can't even commit suicide.
No, I tell you, Abner, there's the saddest... Wait, I believe that was my ring.
You better not answer it. More like there's just more bad news.
Mm. Hello.
Hello, Cliff. This is Lum. Did Abner ask you about getting me an author?
Get you what? Can't hardly hear you.
Author.
Arthur who?
I mean, do you know anybody like Hemingway?
Oh, sure. I know Hemingway good. He's up at the county seat now.
He is?
Yeah.
Granny's Cliff, you don't reckon you could get him to come to Pine Ridge to meet Miss Van Cleaver tonight, do you?
Well, sure, I'll be glad to.
Oh, that's wonderful, Cliff. Get on it right away.
All right, Lum. What do you suppose Lum wants Miss Van Cleaver to meet him for?
Who?
Joe Hemingway, the new plumber at the county seat.
Now here's Opie Case, his clarinet and his orchestra, and the Muskrat Ramble.
Look, Abner, it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
The guests will be arriving any minute now. Is everything all set? Got the refreshments?
Yeah.
I hope you got something that'll appeal to a high-class name like Lydia Van Cleaver.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's a Britishman.
She is? Well, I got just the thing, you know. We're going to have crumpets and meatballs.
Good. Let's see now. Did you get a bunch of books to strew around the room, make it look like we're heavy readers?
Well, I rounded up all I could get. I got Lorna Doone and the 1934 Almanac and Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
That's right.
Love Twixt Golden Strands, Murphy Seed Catalog, Animal Heroes Every Boy Should Know, and Banjo Playing Made Easy.
That ought to give Miss Van Cleaver a rough idea of what kind of brains we got around this town.
Oh, that'll store, boy.
Granny, I'll bound you, that's her.
Yeah, more like it. Straight.
Come in.
Thank you.
Oh, it's you, Miss Fish.
Yes, I'm back with the County Home Economics Bureau, and
well,
I
ain't got time for no homemaker's demonstration.
Are you bothered by pests?
Yes, I sure am. Goodbye, Miss Pitt.
The county has developed a new low-cost gopher biscuit.
Well, the gophers are just going to have to get along on what they can find around the place. I ain't going to buy no special biscuits for them.
Well, the county has also developed a new pest control spray, which is effective on moths, silverfish, slugs, bugs, and relatives. Oh, no, I mean, and related insects.
Is there a difference?
You might have something there, kiddo.
Look, Miss Pitts, I'm expecting a lot of literary people here tonight.
The county has authorized me to give you a free demonstration. I will now spray your cupboards and closets.
No, not tonight, you won't.
First, we take the spray gun thus and hold this end up. So, oh, no, we hold this end up. Oh, dear, I never know which end is up.
Well, I don't know which end is up, but I know which way is out, right through this door. Good night.
You know, I bought some of them gopher biscuits. I might have liked them, huh?
Talk about needing pest control. Dad, blame it. Why don't she stay away? No, I don't want no gopher biscuits.
Well, I don't care a whole lot for them myself.
Oh, it's you, Opie. I thought you was Miss Pitt.
Well, thank you.
Say, you didn't see Miss Van Cleaver on your way over here, did you?
No, but I saw Cliff Arquette heading over this way with some stranger.
Granny, that must be Hemingway. Cliff must have got my author all right, Abner. Oh, what a night this is going to be.
Author? Long, this Hemingway you're getting is...
Just imagine what a literary engagement this will be.
Engagement?
Lydia Van Cleaver, Hemingway, and me.
Well, congratulations, Lon. I hope you three will be very happy.
I just hope that nobody throws a wrench into the works tonight.
You better keep an eye on that Hemingway, then.
Ready? There they are. Come in.
Good evening, Lon. I want you fellas to meet my friend here.
Yeah, sure. Bring him right in.
Shake hands with Mr. Hemingway.
Mr. Hemingway, it is with deep respect and great humiliation that I welcome such a renowned and notorious celebrity into my humble but literary home.
Likewise, I am sure.
Long, this fellow.
Head shop, Abner. Yes, sir, Mr. Hemingway, we are all admired your work, something wonderful.
Gee, thanks. It's all guaranteed, too.
What are you working on right now, Mr. Hemingway?
Well, I'm real glad you asked that. It's quite an interesting problem. Now try to visualize this picture. Here's this little cottage. Just an ordinary place, see?
Uh-huh.
Now the bathtub is in the front part of the house, and the hot water boiler is in the kitchen.
I like the way you get that realism into your work.
Thank you. Now, this little family is sitting in the dining room eating supper when the boiler explodes and blows them right out of the house.
Yeah, that's an exciting beginning, I'll say that. Who's the leading character?
Oh, the old man. he was blew a good block and a half further than the rest of them. Now then, my problem.
Now wait, don't tell anymore. Wait till Miss Van Cleaver gets here. I want her to hear this.
Lom,
hush up, Abner. Yes, sir, Mr. Hemingway, you're going to enjoy meeting Miss Van Cleaver. You know she's just starting out in the business, and maybe you can give her some good pointers.
Well, I shall be happy indeed to do all that I can. It ain't often you run into a lady plumber.
No, it ain't. You see, she... Lady plumber?
Yeah, if she gets good enough, maybe I can throw some business her way. I got more plumbing jobs than I can handle.
Wait a minute. What's this about plumbing jobs?
Yeah, and I'm mighty glad for this opportunity to come to this meeting tonight and make some new contacts. Here's a stack of me cards. Maybe it'll pass them around a little. Joe Hemingway, scientific plumber. Day or night call.
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible, Abner. Call up Miss Van Cleaver and tell her the meeting's off.
Well, Lum, I don't... Oh, wait, Miss, too late. There she is.
Oh,
right
me,
now.
This'll wash me up with her for good. Look, fellas, all we can do now is just try to bluff it through and keep Hemingway quiet. Yeah, come in. Good evening, Miss Van Cleaver.
Well, how do you do? I'm sorry I'm late, but there was some trouble with the hot water pipes at the boarding house. And
oh, the hot... Oh, well, say, I'll just go right over
yeah,
there right
sure,
now.
Fine, yeah. Now, let's get the meeting started, shall we?
Oh, but Mr. Edwards, I haven't met your guest, Mr. Hemingway.
Yeah. Miss Van Cleaver, Mr. Hemingway. Now then, we'll
get... I'm so thrilled to meet you, Mr. Hemingway.
Likewise, I am sure. Are you local here?
Oh, Good gracious, no. I'm from London. Ohio.
Well, come on, let's get the...
What are you working on currently, Mr. Hemingway?
Oh, well, I'm real glad you asked that. I'm currently...
Thank you, Mr. Hemingway. All right, now, let's all take our places now. Miss Van Cleaver, you sit here.
Oh, all right, thank you.
And Mr. Hemingway, you sit clean to the back of the room. No, farther back, Mr. Hemingway.
But I can't hear nothing from here.
Good. I hope it works both ways.
Yeah, me too.
All right, fellow members, let's all simmer down now.
Hey, Lop, just a minute. You want me to serve the crumpets and meatballs now?
No.
They're ready.
I know. I'll let you know.
Oh, good. I can't wait to try them.
Fellow members, the 242nd meeting of the Pine Ridge Literary Club will now come to order and carry on our goal of striving for a higher type of ignorance amongst Pine Ridge.
Amen.
We will disperse with the reading of the minutes of the last meeting, inasmuch as we never had one, and get right into a good red-hot discussion.
Long. The meatballs are getting cold.
Our subject for tonight is the high-class writing of Chaucer. By the way, Miss Van Cleaver, if you want to enter into the discussion, just... bust right in.
Oh, well, thank you. But if you don't mind, I'd rather just observe.
Well, suit yourself. You can learn something.
Yeah, this is what I want.
Fellow members, now here's a little background material I looked up on Mr. Chaucer. Got it wrote down here. He was born in 1340 and passed on to his reward in 1400.
Pretty good time.
He wrote several high-class books. There. Now, who would like to lead off the discussion on his writing? Just anybody that wants to can go ahead and start. Anybody?
Well, yes, I would like to say
thank
that
you,
I...
Mr. Hemingway. Anybody else? Well, I'll get this thing rolling by throwing a controversial question at you. How do you fellas feel about Chaucer's writing? Well, here, I'll put the question another way. How do you feel about writing in general?
Oh, it's all right, I reckon.
It's okay here.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
Does anybody wish to add anything to that?
Yeah, I would like to say...
Thank you, Mr. Hemingway. Now, is there any questions about what we've covered so far?
Well, yeah, I got a question.
Good. Now we're getting warmed up. What is your question, Mr. Cage?
What's a Chaucer? What you pour your coffee in to cool it?
It is not.
It's not one of them flying Chaucers, is it?
Chaucer's the feller we've been discussing for the last hour. He writes books.
Oh. Oh.
Abner, where's the meatball?
Why, they're right back here.
Now then, is there any other question?
Well, yeah, I got another.
Well, good, Mr. Keats.
Is he the same feller that wrote that book about Ned throwing the balls to Tom?
I don't believe he is.
If you'll pardon me for butting in, I can answer that one. He ain't.
Oh, well, thank you for your contribution, Miss Van Cleaver. I believe that clears up that rather moose point. Now then, let's move on to Shakespeare.
I ain't moving no place till we eat them meatballs.
I'd like to say something about Chaucer.
Thank you. That's very interesting.
Now, wait a minute. You listen here. I was invited to this discussion meeting, and I got a right to discuss.
Yes. And if you'll pardon me for butting in again, I would love to hear what Mr. Hemingway has to say on the subject.
So would I.
Well, it seems rather a shame to have such a distinguished guest and not let him speak.
Well, you see, Miss Van Cleaver, the trouble... Oh, what's the use? Go ahead, Mr. Hemingway.
Thank you.
Hold on.
In rereading Chaucer's Canterbury Tales the other night, I come to the conclusion that his powers of characterization and humor and his perfect realization of the atmosphere of medieval England produced a certain charm and color never since equaled.
Huh?
Now, in my latest book, I have also tried to attain...
Wait a minute. Did you say your latest book?
Yeah, it'll be off the presses in about a month. I shall send you his autographed copy. I shall also send one to you, Mademoiselle Van Meet Cleaver.
Thank you. But you've already given me something more wonderful, Mr. Hemingway. Just meeting you has inspired me to write. In fact, I think I shall run back to my room right now and dash off a sonnet while I'm still under this magic spell.
Ain't you going to wait for the meatball?
Thank you, no. And Mr. Edwards, thank you so much for this charming, electrifying evening.
Oh. We have them like this every week.
Oh. Well, thank you again, and good night, all.
Yeah, good night, Miss Van Cleaver.
Grannies, Mr. Hemingway, let me shake your hand. You don't know it, but you sure saved the day for me.
Oh, I don't think nothing of it.
I never had no idea you had actually wrote a book.
Doggies, me neither. You know, I'd love to have a copy of that myself, Mr. Hemingway. What's the name of it?
Well, it's the 1950 Revised Plumber's Manual.
Lum and Abner will be back in a moment. It's music, music, music on CBS Sunday afternoons. And starting this Sunday, two new music programs make Sunday listening an even greater pleasure on CBS. The Main Street Music Hall returns with the day's top songs sung by Bill Tabbitt of South Pacific fame with Alfredo Antonini's 35-piece orchestra. Also starting this Sunday, Your Invitation to Music will bring you recordings of great singers and great conductors, plus interviews with some of them. This music, music, music will be yours on most of these same CBS stations. Be listening this Sunday afternoon.
Grannies, I can't seem to get interested in this plumber's manual.
It never turned out very good.
I don't care if it is autographed. It just ain't interesting. Where's that other book I was reading?
This one?
Yeah, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah, right there. Tom throws the ball to Ned. Will Ned catch the ball? Oh, see the dog.
Dog is that. Ned missed it again.
Your show is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle, directed by Larry Burns, with the music of Opie Tate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lum and Abner's last show for the season. We'd like to thank you very much for being with us. Have a good summer. We'll see you next fall. This is Wendell Niles saying goodnight. The CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.